Welcome to the Alterna Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alterna Legal with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alterna Legal Podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alterna Legal Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. And we are back. This is Alterna Lido, and it is a time when we have a guest in studio, our artist spotlight of the week, and I'm so excited to have Tokisha today. How you doing, Tokisha?
Good. How you doing?
I'm excited to have you. Your music has been staying in the crates all year. You've had so many surprising twists and turns with your career. You always seem to come with something new and unexpected, and you have something new and unexpected out right now with Nathaniel Cano. Tell us about this new track.
This is a song that I'm very proud of. It's very special to me because it shows a side of me that is not the usual. Because usually all my music, it's about party and about, you know, it's lit. But this one is more passionate. It's more... It's more romantic, and it's also a different rhythm that I'm doing. It's corrido, corrido tumbado mexicano, and it's getting a good acceptance, and yeah, I feel very excited about it.
Like you were saying, this is kind of a departure for you in terms of some of the lyrics, also in terms of the style of music. But doing something new seems to be something that you've done throughout your career. I want to go back to your early days before you were even a performing artist. What was the music that you were listening to as a kid that inspired you?
As a kid, I used to listen to a lot of baladas because by that time, it was not... Like, I didn't have so much access to the internet to download the music and all that. It was just CDs that my aunt had at home, and she will play this music all day, every day. Usually a lot of Mexican baladas and a lot of bachata, merengue, salsa. So then dembow came in when I was already like a teenager, and it was not something that was allowed for us to listen to. And I had to like hide to listen to dembow. And yeah, but then it just became something regular.
You know, collaborations have been a big part of your career. You've worked with some of the biggest artists in the world. When you were just starting in your career, who were some of the first collaborators that you worked with in DR that were in the beginning of you coming out as Tokisha?
The very first artist that collaborated with me in DR was Kimiko, which is a Dominican rapper, and then TV Goons, and then Rochi. Just like Dominican rappers and dembow artists, and male, actually a lot of male artists. I've never collaborated with any. I did collaborate with Yailin and La Perversa, but it was like recently. So I've had a lot of support for of the local men in my country.
And so you talk about, you know, your roots in the dembow scene in the Dominican Republic. For a lot of people internationally, the first time they heard you was through your collaborations with Rosalía on this new album that she just won, Album of the Year. You have Linda and Combo Versace. Talk to me about that collaboration with Rosalía.
Rosalía is such a sweetheart. She's such a powerful woman, too. She's so creative. And she's a great artist. So to me, to work with her, it's something that I'm really thankful for, and it's something that I have, it's an experience that I have really close, like, in my heart, and that I will appreciate forever.
And so, you know, when I'm talking about you doing different genres, starting out with Dembow, there's a little bit of the flamenco inspiration on Linda. And then you surprised all of us with a couple of collaborations that blew up this year with Marshmello, with Madonna. What has this year been to you? It seems like from the outside, like it's just been a whirlwind.
Yeah, this year has been very exciting. I've done a lot of good collaboration. I had an amazing tour. I've seen a lot of new places and experienced a lot of new things. So I'm very, very thankful and glad and so proud, because all this that we are having today, it's what we've been working for a long time.
So this is a little bit, you know, outside of the normal dembow that you play in the corrido tumbao. Talk to me about working with Nathaniel Cano for this track.
Nata, it's such a sweet person too. He's very fun. He's so funny. He likes to party too, and that's lit. He's so honest when it comes to his art too, because this song, when I did my verse, is like so in love with this guy, so into him, and so like you know, like obsessed with him. So he was like, you know why I don't fuck with that? And he was very honest in his on his verse, and he was like, well, I don't care that you love me so much. I'm, you know, different than that. So I found like it was funny.
You know, every time that I see a notification about Tokisha come out, it's something that surprises me. And yet the one that didn't surprise me was the news that I heard that on your tour right now, that one of the fans at your concert in Miami was Drake. Did he come back and say what's up?
We did hang out for a little bit that night, right there in the club. And yeah, it was nice to meet him. He's a very open person. He's a good person, and I really appreciate him.
Now, in terms of just, you know, absolute top-level superstars, there is not a bigger tour in the world than the Bad Bunny tour, and you were able to go and perform on that. I mean, you've performed in a lot of big crowds, but that's got to be a different level experience. What was that experience like?
It was great, and it was greater because it was in my country and it was like my people, and to come out and feel the energy. And when I came out on stage, it felt like a big, big hug, like really tight, like really close. And the fact that he invited me, and he was so nice with it. Bad Bunny is an amazing person. He is so humble, and he is so real and honest. And you know, it's really, really good to have people like him in the music business.
This year, you've done a lot of collaborations with, you know, some superstar large artists that have introduced you to their fan base. But, you know, we're now at the point where Tokisha is the superstar. Are there any younger artists that have been reaching out to you and wanting to work with you? Have you an opportunity to work with the younger generation yet?
Yeah. And it's in the plans too. Yeah, it's always good to give back.
Well, thank you so much. Your music makes people so happy. There's so much freedom in your music. Are you going to be continuing out on tour? Are you going to go back into the studio? What's next?
Yeah, I still have like two shows left. I have to go to New York, and then I'm going to Mexico. I'm so excited. And yeah, just last things for closing the year and starting again next year with new energy and amazing plans.
This has been the Artist Spotlight of the Week interview with Dokisha. Dokisha, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. I'm obsessed with your mother's work in here.
Yeah, where we record here, I have all of my mom's artwork everywhere. Major inspiration. Shout out to my mama.
Yeah, shout out to your mom.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. Now, in terms of just, you know, absolute top level superstars, there is not a bigger tour in the world than the Bad Bunny tour. And you were able to go and perform on that. I mean, you've performed in a lot of big crowds, but that's got to be a different level experience. What was that experience like?
It was great. And it was greater because it was in my country and it was like my people, and to come out and feel the energy. And when I came out on stage, it felt like a big, big hug, like really tight, like really close. And the fact that he invited me, and he was so nice with it. Bad Bunny is an amazing person. He is so humble, and he is so real and honest. And you know, it's really, really good to have people like him in the music business.
This year, you've done a lot of collaborations with, you know, some superstar large artists that have introduced you to their fan base. But, you know, we're now at the point where Tokisha is the superstar. Are there any younger artists that have been reaching out to you and wanting to work with you? Have you an opportunity to work with the younger generation yet?
Yeah. And it's in the plans too. Yeah, it's always good to give back.
Well, thank you so much. Your music makes people so happy. There's so much freedom in your music. Are you going to be continuing out on tour? Are you going to go back into the studio? What's next?
Yeah, I still have like 2 shows left. I have to go to New York, and then I'm going to Mexico. I'm so excited. And yeah, just last things for closing the year. And starting again next year with new energy and amazing plans.
This has been the Artist Spotlight of the Week interview with Dokisha. Dokisha, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. I'm obsessed with your mother's work in here.
Yeah, where we record here, I have all of my mom's artwork everywhere. Major inspiration. Shout out to my mama.
Yeah, shout out to your mom.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.